Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, expect the hog contracts to open at least moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and impressive late-year fundamentals. Live and feeder futures should open on a mixed basis as traders cautiously position ahead of cash potential. Now, whether or not the cash cattle trade begins to develop today may depend a great deal on how futures play and how such action impacts feedlot asking prices. Some show lists are priced about $115 in our part of the country. Live and feeder contracts seem likely to open on a mixed basis today as specs and commercials position ahead of late week cash. Now, cash hog bids exploded sharply higher yesterday as those who were short bought scrambled to gather tightening numbers in order to fund profitable kills. Look for today's country trade to reflect packers still on the chase. The only reason the Saturday kill might fall short of the 240,000 head will be the inability of procurement teams to find sufficient numbers. Lean futures are staged to open moderately higher today, checked by follow-through buying and the rising cash index. Now on the grains, the soybeans closed higher for the third straight day yesterday, but the uptrend appears to be losing momentum as January was unable to test the previous day's high, despite two more big export sales. Corn also struggled and closed lower for the first time in 3 days. The three wheat markets finished lower with some contract lows set as big crops are being harvested in Argentina and Australia. Also, Canada this week raised its estimate for that recently finished harvest. Now, the wheat markets did finish lower, with contract lows in most of the hard red winter wheat months and in deferred soft red winter months. Wheat continues to be pressured by abundant supplies. Australia is harvesting and has a record crop. Statistics Canada this week put the country's harvest at 31.7 million metric tons. That's up 15% from a year ago and up from an average trade forecast. The corn closed with minor losses in light trading as the market set back after recent gains. The actively traded March remains above the 20, 50, and 100-day moving averages. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock.
Well, on our futures trade, it was live cattle December down 47 cents, 109.37, and February was down 27 at 110.77. January feeder cattle up 12 at 126.97. March up about 2 cents at 123.80. February hogs up 227, 59.75. April up 215 at 65.77. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down a nickel at $4. The May down 5 cents at 411 and 3 quarters. March wheat, Chicago down 5 and 3 quarters at 401. And the May was down 6 and 3 quarters at 412 and a half. March corn was down 2 and a half at 358. And the May was down 2 and a half at 364 and 3 quarters. January soybeans up 1 and a quarter at 1049. March was up 1 and 3 quarters at 1059 and a half. March cotton down 13 at 7092. May was down 12, 7130. And January crude oil up 31 at 50.08. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.